Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين The fact that we are coming to you from South Africa with our program called Reformation of the Ummah. Yes, once again, with our Honorable Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Mawlana Sahib, reciting Durood-e Pak is such a blessing, subhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
One's poverty is removed. One attains blessings and barakah in this world as well as in the hereafter. May Allah Kareem enable us to recite abundance of Durood and Salawat upon the cream of creation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale, barasta nahi dekh kar abre rahmat, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, meri chashme alam se chup jane wale. Subhanallah. When we study the seerat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the emphasis Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed in rectifying your nafs.
Yes.
The emphasis the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed to his companions for rectifying one's akhlaq, adopting good manners,
yes,
good attitude, so on and so forth. Because these are the things which makes us good humans, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. We judge people based on what they drive, where they live, what they wear, Mawlana Sahib. And these are the criterion that we have developed to measure the standards of excellence. Whereas Islam has taught us to look at taqwa and piety.
Subhanallah.
Islam has taught us to rectify and cleanse the heart, dear viewers. Perhaps you may be assuming, why is Tabriz today speaking about all of these things here? But yes, dear viewers, our discussion and topic is arrogance. Allahu Akbar. It is something which destroys a person's spirituality and all his actions which he has performed. And there is no other better example than the open example which is in the Quran of Shaitan, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What had led Shaitan astray?
Absolutely.
What had caused Shaitan to be misguided until its doom day, dear viewers? It is arrogance and pride. Allahu Akbar. And this is the very open and the very clear lesson of the Qur'an Pak, Mawlana Sahib. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then commands us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, for us not to follow in the footsteps of the devil, due to the devil having those characteristics due to which he was doomed. May Allah Kareem save us from such destruction. So yes, we are talking about arrogance, and if we have even arrogance equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed, may Allah Kareem remove that from our heart.
Ameen.
And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us sincerity. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us khulus. May Allah Azza wa Jalla cleanse our heart. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala purify our souls, dear viewers. As we can see, this program called Reformation of the Ummah is to highlight the destructive things that are there that could ruin our ibadat, that could ruin our spiritual life. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, with Mawlana Sahib, we are going to be speaking about arrogance. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, whatever good you hear from this program, convey this to others as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Try to make amal upon it yourself, and then try to convey this to others as well. Mawlana Sahib, with regards to arrogance itself, with regards to takabbur, as it translates as takabbur, ulamas have given the definition of takabbur, arrogance, as to consider yourself superior to others, Mawlana Sahib. The definition which the scholars have given, and Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala and many other great akabirin and great awliyas have given us some guidelines on this, in this regard.
Absolutely.
Can Mawlana Sahib mention, is there any link, if we could keep this as the first question, with regards to the link between the spiritual side and the physical actions of a person? So there is the spiritual side of a person. There are such a'mal, such actions that a person does to increase his spirituality. Can the spirituality of a person be affected by any apparent actions of a person? Can Mawasab shed some light?
Yes, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. Huzur mentioned some very important points regarding this, and it must be understood that as we mentioned that physical actions have an effect on one's spirituality, so do the internal aspects of a person's heart affect one's actions as well. In fact, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that an unclean heart, a dirty heart, results in someone carrying out bad actions.
Allahu Akbar.
And a good, clean heart results in one carrying out good actions. So here you can see the strong link that from the heart which is pure, which is good, good actions are going to come out. And from the heart which is impure, which is covered in sin, which is covered in spiritual diseases, bad actions are going to come out. And vice versa as well. Also, when we do certain a'mal, it increases our spirituality. And when we do certain a'mal, it decreases our spirituality. So there's a clear line.
Okay.
There's a clear link between our spirituality and our apparent actions We need to ensure that the heart is pure, that the heart is clean from spiritual illnesses, spiritual diseases, because that's going to result in spiritual, in harmful actions, in wrong actions.
So you're saying if the heart is affected, ostentation will be there.
Yes.
If the heart is affected, malice will be there.
Yes.
If the heart is affected, grudge will be there.
These are the spiritual diseases. You see, we so often focused upon medical diseases that we don't realize that there are spiritual diseases of the heart as well. And our scholars have also advised us that please beware, because if you have a medical disease, let's say someone has a medical heart condition, someone's got angina heart, for example, or someone even has a heart attack, there's so much of strain and so much of pressure on the heart, then in that case, what's the worst that can happen to that person? The worst that can happen to you due to your medical sickness is that you could die. And we are all going to die. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. We know that every single soul, every one of us, we're going to taste death. That's it. So we are going to die. Through a medical sickness, you could die. But look at the spiritual disease. Spiritual diseases are so dangerous that they could result in someone losing their iman, someone losing their faith.
Allah.
And that is extremely dangerous. We can die and we know we will die. We are hopeful that we'll die upon iman. But imagine the one who dies and is not upon iman. And that is the result of spiritual diseases, such as the disease that we are discussing today, that of arrogance. And there are certain kinds of arrogance as well that takes someone out of their belief, takes someone out of iman. Like, for example, if someone is arrogant towards Allah Azza wa Jal, or arrogant towards the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is open disbelief. It makes someone lose their iman. So see how important it is to pay attention to those spiritual diseases so that we don't fall into that trap. And then we don't, and that we ensure that we safeguard our iman. Our iman is more important to us than our lives. May our lives be sacrificed as well for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our iman.
Allahu Akbar. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. In fact, we should make this dua.
Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein. مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. It's really detrimental to one's iman and faith, Mulana Sahib. May Allah Kareem save us from those things that you have mentioned. So if the heart is corrupted, the heart will give birth to corrupt actions as well.
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, malice, hatred, grudge. Dear viewers, all are those things that are related to the heart. These are those viruses and sicknesses which Once a heart is corrupted by those viruses, trust me, you can't think straight. It will affect your relationship. If you are married, yes, your marital relationship.
Absolutely.
If you have parents with you, it will cause you to not see them in the right way and disrespect them, which will cause the wrath of Allah to befall upon you. All these are the different things that you would go through. You will violate the rights of Allah because the heart is corrupted, such as missing salah, fornication, gunas, illegal relationships. Because why? The fear of Allah will be lost. Because the heart is corrupted. May Allah Kareem rectify our hearts. Ma'asab, some arrogance, maybe some viewers out there may disagree or may not know. But arrogance we know is a bad thing. But can arrogance lead to kufr, to disbelief as well? And can you please give us a little more ideas into the different categories of arrogance
itself?
Absolutely,
absolutely. As we just mentioned just now, some of the categories of arrogance, and we'll go even further now that Huzur asked as well. So arrogance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and arrogance towards His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or any of the prophets of Allah, that sort of arrogance is disbelief.
Allah.
That takes one out of the fold of Islam. See how dangerous these spiritual sicknesses are.
So what happened to Shaitan was disbelief as well?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Shaitan, he exercised arrogance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gave him a command, and Allah azza wa jalla says, Aba wastakbar, that Shaitan, he rejected the command of Allah azza wa jalla. And he was arrogant, he had pride in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being arrogant in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused Shaitan to be rajim. Shaitan is kicked out.
Doomed.
Shaitan, yes, he's doomed, he's finished, he's the accursed one. And that is because of him having arrogance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the court of Allah azza wa jal, we are supposed to be the humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to have arrogance regarding the other creations after the prophets, besides the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our general human beings and our general Muslim brothers and sisters, that arrogance is where we consider ourselves to be superior, above them, and for them to be lower than us. Why? Because of perhaps some worldly means, something that we have, maybe the home you live in, or the amount of your salary, or the clothing you are wearing. Just these little things that we use in order to think that we are superior to the next person. Whatever it be, even if it be some a'mal that we are doing, someone is performing salah and he's performing nawafil and so on, so he thinks now I'm better than others and others are below me.
Allah.
This is very dangerous, and this kind of arrogance is forbidden. It is a sin. It is, as Amir al-Sunnah, Shaykh Darigh Amir al-Sunnah says, that this is haram and jahannam mein le jane wala kaam. This is such an action that leads you to the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the fire of jahannam. So we need to be extremely cautious. That we should not be arrogant towards each other. We should not consider ourselves above the next person. No, no, no. Indeed, only those are more honored in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal who are greater in
Allahu
Akbar. Not greater in the little things that we have, our dunyawi material things. These are gifts from Allah Azza wa Jal. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it. But
Kya
if we think that we are superior to other people and that we are greater than them, no, this is not the way. We should be humble servants of Allah. It is only the taqwa that Allah Azza wa Jal sees. See, we see this apparent. We see what somebody wears. We see what job he has. We see what home he lives in. How does that make him superior? Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the hidden as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the taqwa, and that is what counts in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. So for us to judge ourselves above others, no, 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 that's not our place. We are not the judges. You exercise taqwa, be stronger in taqwa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. We don't need elevation in our own sight. We need elevation in the sight of Allah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kya baat, Mawasab, mashallah. You know what amazes me, Mawasab?
Ji, Huzur.
Have arrogance about what?
Yeah.
Have pride about what? Have pride about the car that you drive, about the home that you live in, about the branded clothes that we wear. What belongs to us?
Absolutely.
You know, somebody gave me a very good example.
Right.
A very good person, Mawasab. May Allah Kareem grant him long life, mashallah.
Ameen.
But this example was given by other ulamas as well, but he just came to my mind, so therefore I mentioned it. He said, Tabriz, look at the grass. How humble they are.
Ah.
When the wind comes, they all bow down.
Allah.
Yani, they bend. And do not stand straight like the strong trees who then fall to the ground because of standing with arrogance, for example.
Ooh.
The example was given. We're not saying the trees are arrogant, but the way they stand in front of the storms as if they're never going to fall. And then many a times you see those very same trees on the streets.
Absolutely.
Blocking the roads.
Wow.
But if you don't understand this example, dear viewers, understand this example from the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jalla will resurrect arrogant people in the form of ant-sized humans. Ant-sized humans. Aaj hum chunti ko dekhte hai to kya sochte hai? Chunti hai. It's just an ant. Many of us just may cross over it, hurt it, so on and so forth, because we think nothing of an ant. Just as you think nothing of an ant, because you think nothing of an ant, Allah Kareem will resurrect those arrogant people in the form of ant-sized humans. And what will happen next, dear viewers? Our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, they will be humiliated and dragged to the prison of hell called Bulas. A great fire will overwhelm and engulf them, and they will drink the pus of the dwellers of Jahannam.
Allah,
may Allah Kareem shower mercy on us. Amen. Do you think we would ever be able to tolerate this? But the Prophet ﷺ has prophesied and mentioned that these are those things which will occur, will happen. Why? Because today we find many people who have pride. Allahu Akbar. However, dear viewers of Madinah channel, there are so many other ahadith and narrations with regards to arrogance, pride, and for whatever the reason may be. Some people have arrogance because I'm so beautiful, I'm so pretty, I'm so handsome. This arrogance that we have because of beauty is something which will leave you tomorrow. Like how money is with you today and not with you tomorrow, likewise beauty is with you today and not with you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
What happens in old age? The same face that we admire for hours before the murder is the same face that we don't even like to see after the age of 60 and 70. In the very same murder. It's reality. But we had arrogance for the last 30 years because of the beauty. And with that same arrogance, we misled so many other people because of our beauty, attracting people, causing people to come behind us and fall for us, so on and so forth. Masab, all these are the calm of shaitan, because arrogance causes a person to even feel arrogant and feel proud and feel superior, because I'm more beautiful than you, I have more money than you, I have more shan and status than you, I have more than this, you more than that. But in reality, my brother and my sister in Islam, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu
Absolutely.
Wa ta'ala. Everything has come from Allah, and everything will return to Allah azza wa jalla. Even we will also return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now, inshallah, we have a beautiful kalam. Enjoy this kalam, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do return, we have more questions for our Mawlana sahib. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Nur Allah, Khair se jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Khair se jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye. Aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye. Khair se jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye, unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye. Natawano kuch to himmat kijiye, natawano kuch to himmat kijiye. Shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer, unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer benawao fikre sarwat kijiye benawao fikre sarwat kijiye khilze ja zikre shafaat kijiye naar se bachne ki surat kijiye hum to mare ho ke kiske paas jaaye hum to mare ho ke kiske paas jaaye sadqa shahzadon ka rehmat kijiye sadqa shahzadon ka rehmat kijiye ya zikr e shafaat kijiye naar se bachne ki surat kijiye nara kijiye ya rasool allah ka nara kijiye ya rasool allah ka muflisu samane daulat kijiye muflisu samane daulat kijiye khilze ja zikre shafaat kijiye naar se bachne ki surat kijiye dar badar kab tak phire khasta khara dar badar kab tak phire khasta khara taiba mein madfan inayat kijiye taiba mein madfan inayat kijiye ya zikr e shafaat kijiye naar se bachne ki surat kijiye de khuda himmat ke ye jaane haseen de khuda himmat ke ye jaane haseen aap parware wo surat kijiye aap parware wo surat kijiye khilze ja zikr e shafaat kijiye naar se bachne ki surat kijiye jo na bhula hum gareebon ko raza jo na bhula hum gareebon ko raza yaad uski apni aadat kijiye yaad uski apni aadat kijiye ja zikr e shafaat kijiye naar se bachne ki surat kijiye ya noor allah
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. So dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, you were listening to this kalam, and prior to the kalam our discussion was revolving around arrogance. What can we do to avoid arrogance? How could we humble ourselves? And this is the teachings of Islam. Thumma Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made us Muslims and has given us Iman, made us the ghulams and servants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through these ahadith of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are able to overcome those traits which could become destructive for our dunya as well as our akhirah. Mulana Sahib, you were mentioning the different types of arrogance, mm-hmm. and then you even mentioned the arrogance that could lead to disbelief, to kufr as well. May Allah Kareem protect us and save mm-hmm. us from mm-hmm. such arrogance. But if we move towards the solutions to it mm-hmm. together with problems and all of that, right? Mwasa, arrogance is something that's caused because of dunya.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned about beauty, part of dunya. Luxury is part of the dunya. And the dunya was always as hindrance on the path to suluk.
Yes.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَ رَسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Once again, mashallah, we recite this ayah because subhanallah, in this ayah, Allah Kareem openly, explicitly makes us understand that we should purify ourselves and we should make his dhikr abundantly as we stand for salah. But, is there, Mulana Sahib, rather. The translation goes as rather, you choose the life of this world, yet the hereafter is better for you.
Mm.
So why do we choose this life over the hereafter? Yet it's temporary, Mu'asab, and the afterlife is everlasting. The happiness of that world can never be compared with the happiness of this world. Something which is going to finish just for a few moments is there.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's the end of it. Beauty comes to an end, life comes to an end, luxuries come to an end. Yet these are the same things due to which insan has arrogance.
Absolutely.
So some of the solutions, Mulana Sahib, that could remove the pride from the heart.
Yes.
Could remove the arrogance away from the heart. Since it is so destructive, what can we do to avoid arrogance, Mulana Sahib?
See, this sickness of arrogance is something that's internal. Yes, sometimes it is manifested externally as well, but its origin is that it is internal. So manifested externally where somebody then, you know, puts their chest out and their shoulders up and looks down upon the next person and doesn't pay attention to the next person when they speak. This is the manifestation of that arrogance. However, it is an internal spiritual sickness and thus it should be fixed from the root. So when arrogance is something that is from the heart, it's internal and thus it must be addressed right there. Mm. And how do we address it? We can address arrogance by adjusting our mindsets. Adjusting our mindsets. Husul mentioned different, you know, the different problems with that arrogance. And among those things that we can focus upon in order for us to rid ourselves of that arrogance, number one is that all that I'm arrogant about, that I'm feeling this arrogance about, all of this which I have, that I'm considering myself to be superior to the next person, all of these are rahmas and ni'mas and gifts and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has chosen, Allah azza wa jal has given me this. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. But remember that the one who has given, Allah azza wa jal who has given, is the one who is capable of taking back. And thus if Allah azza wa jal has given us wealth due to which we feel arrogant, have we not seen that there were those whom Allah gave wealth to and Allah azza wa jal had taken the wealth away? If it is our beauty due to which we feel arrogance, then have we not seen that those who were beautiful one day, Allah Azza wa Jal has taken their beauty away? If it is some maybe our relationships that we feel arrogant about, that I have connections in certain high places, haven't we seen people who have lost those connections as well? So that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given, He has the ability to take away. Another very important thing. Whatever we are arrogant about, those are things around us, right? But we ourselves are feeling the arrogance and we are feeling the superiority due to it. There was once someone that walked in front of a pious personality. And this person walked upon the earth with lots of pride, chest out, shoulders out. And this pious personality looked towards him and advised him. And advised him that your origin, what you were born from, where you have come from biologically, you have come from that which is considered impurity. You have come from your origin has been impurity. And when you go into the ground, you will decompose and the ants and the worms will come to eat you. You will return towards your state at the end will be that of impurity. That which is not clean, that which a decaying body, who wants to even stay close to it because the scent, the smell of it is so bad. That's your end state. And if you cut open your stomach right now, then too impurity will flow from you.
Allah.
When your start is of impurity, such lowness, when your end is of such lowness, and your state is such that at the moment within you is impurity, that's nothing great within you, that is lowly, that if you were to cut open the belly of a human being, what would come out? And when you imagine yourself in this state, I came from here, I'm ending there, and my state now too is so lowly, then what do I have to be proud and arrogant about? Then whatever I am is lowly, I'm nothing great. The only thing that can raise my status is that I must have taqwa in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must be humble in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. I should do good deeds. I should purify my heart. I should think good about other people. Our sulaha have advised us, you should think good about the next person. This husna dhan, thinking good about the next believer, this is something that will rid us of arrogance. This where we consider others to be good and we consider ourselves to be lowly. It is taqwa, it is iman, it is those things that are even hidden from the people that Allah Azza wa Jal sees, and that determines my status and my state. It is not the little that I have around me and the little that I think I am that makes me superior to others. No, it is the taqwa and the iman that is in your heart that differentiates you from the other creation of Allah. That elevates you above the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we must develop.
Subhanallah, kya baat hai Madine ki maasab. May Allah Kareem make us humble. That beautiful hadith of the Prophet, man tawada'a lillah,
rafa'ahullah.
The one who has humbled himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will grant him loftiness.
Subhanallah.
Allah will elevate his rank and his status.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah, maasab, based on what you've mentioned, you know, all these are most definitely the categories due to which a person develops pride, arrogance, so on and so forth. You see people standing on the end of the streets yelling and shouting and screaming at others. Some pride in his heart caused him to do what he has done.
Ah, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? The foul language that flows from the mouth. Vulgarism. Why? Because of some arrogantness in the person, Mu'asab. It is stated that on the day of judgment, Mu'asab, on the day of Qiyamah, the furthest person, this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the furthest person to be away from the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be that person who used to mock others, use foul language, and those people that had arrogance and pride on us. These are those groups of people that will be furthest away from the group of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet that is the closeness we should be looking for on the most difficult day. Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke about the day of Qiyamah or the day of judgment, different names, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, the day of accountability, the day of hardship, the day of this, the day of that, the day of Qiyamah. With different names, the day of judgment has been reminded to you and I, because why? You and I will be accountable. But Mu'asab, from all that you have mentioned, one very important point you have also mentioned, which is in my head right now, and that is the fact that aside from being created from one pure, impure drop, and you mentioned about being decomposed in the qabr, so one is that from the liquid we are born, and the second is that to remind us not to have arrogance, we should remind ourselves we are created from dust. And dust stays under your shoes.
Ya Allah.
Dust and sand stays under your feet. So jo cheez joote ke niche aaye aur hum usi cheez se bane, usi cheez se paida hue, that's our origin. And we have pride. Yet we have pride. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he said in his poetry,
hum khaak hai aur khaak hi maawa hai hamara. Hum khaak hai aur khaak hi maawa hai hamara. Khaaki to wo aadam, khaaki to wo aadam, jad-e-ala hai hamara. Hum khaak hai aur khaak hi maawa hai hamara.
And then he writes one couplet, he says,
jis khaak pe rakhte the qadam sayyid alam.
Allahu akbar. Upon the land, upon the dust, upon the soil which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would place his mubarak and blessed foot, Allah says,
jis khaak pe rakhte the qadam sayyid alam, us khaak pe qurban, us khaak pe qurban, dil shaida hai hamara. Hum khaak hai aur khaak hi maawa hai hamara.
So when we have been made from dust and we will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah from the very same dust. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. May Allah Kareem grant us the understanding of this beautiful deen. The beloved Rasul, who had all the reason to have pride upon the fact and his own reality, but the beloved Rasul says, I have no pride.
Subhanallah.
I have no pride. I will be the flag bearer on the day of judgment, but I have no pride. I am the beloved of Allah, but yet I have no pride. I am the last messenger, but I have no pride. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When the one who has all the reasons to have pride has no pride, then for those who have no reason to have pride, why do we have pride? May Allah Kareem grant us the understanding of the deen.
Ameen, Ameen. MashaAllah, whilst Huzoor was speaking of SubhanAllah, this beautiful narration that one who lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala raises him. Allah. And we see it. We see it all the time. Anyone of any insight will see it. There was an example that came to mind that a teacher of mine many years ago, he used to give us this example. Just for us to understand, whilst we were learning and we were growing up, he would say that when a person walks up the hill, when a person walks up the hill, what is his state? He is often lowered
kya
down.
Baat hai, kya baat.
And when the person walks down the hill, what is his state? He stands up tall. So he would say that this is your lesson, O my students, that this is your lesson. That when you stand tall, then understand that you are going down.
Allahu Akbar.
And when you humble yourself and lower yourself, then remember you are being elevated.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. The one who lowers himself, the one who humbles himself, he will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. But the one who tries to put his chest out, and the one who tries to say that, no, I am everything, I am it, that is the person that is often looked at and seen as very lowly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, within the dunya you see it like that. And when Huzoor mentioned that how Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spoke of us being sand, and then how he spoke of the sand under the feet of the beloved Nabi
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
it just makes us wish and it makes us hope that Allah. We are that humble dust and humble
Allah,
sand.
Allah,
and
Allah.
Perhaps we only wish that perhaps due to us being humble and our humbleness being accepted, if only Allah can bless us to also be that dust which touches the feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learnt when you hear waqi'ah of Mi'raj and so on, you see that those who humble themselves, even the buraq that humbles itself, the people that humble themselves, the most humble, those are the ones whom Allah blesses with the lofty company of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we want the company of Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be humble, and the one who is arrogant, who think very highly of themselves, they look down upon others and they think they are great, they will not even be blessed with the closest of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Those people are distant from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even on the day of Qiyamah, O believers, understand. Understand and think that I need the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can't be distant from his company. I need his blessed company. I must be humble in dunya so I can be blessed with that lofty maqam on the day of judgment. If I'm arrogant within dunya, then I will be made to be a human that is the size of an ant thrown into Jahannam. May Allah save us. Ameen.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. It's really a deadly disease, Mawlana Sahib. It's really a breathtaking moment for myself right now in studio. May Allah Kareem save me as well, Munawar Sahib, and save all of us from arrogance and pride. For whatever reason, ever in our life, if we ever had pride, aaj toba kar lete hain Allah ki bargah mein ki Allah Kareem hame is cheez se mehfooz rakhe aur hame hamari hifazat farmaye. Hum sab ki jaan, maal, izzat aur abru ki hifazat farmaye through the sadqa and wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming right to the end of Views of Madani channel, Mawlana Sahib given beautiful examples, and I really like the last example you have given, Mawlana Sahib, about walking on the top and how a person then becomes, and the posture of the same person when he walks to the bottom. It's reality. We can learn from the things around us all the time. We can even learn from an ant. So learn from the ant that's so humble. The same Rabb who gives the ant sustenance is the same Rabb who gives you and I sustenance as well. Allahu Akbar. But we have pride in all walks of life. And the pride comes in because of carnal desires, because of nafsani khwahishat. So yes, there is a battle. And the only time a person can overcome this battle is when he rectifies his nafs. Make your nafs obedient to yourself. May Allah Kareem protect us. One last thing, whenever you face anger, dear viewers, anger is also another reason where you could demonstrate arrogance. Ulamas have stated, whenever you experience anger, humble yourself by placing your cheeks on the soil, Mawlana Sahib.
Allah.
Pious predecessors have mentioned, place your cheeks on the soil. And this placing of the cheeks on the soil shall remind you from where you have been created. And if you could actually reality remind yourself where you have been created from, trust me, for whatever reason the pride was trying to kick in, will stop immediately. Because why? You actually reminded yourself that you have began from nothing. Today you have become something, and once again we are all going to become nothing. May Allah keep us away from the devil, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to follow the sunnah of Mustafa Jani Rahmah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until, stay well, be good, do good, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation.